Michelin City.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 65 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congressional leaders meeting with President Biden at the White House, trying to avoid a government shutdown this Friday and push the House to take up the Senate-passed foreign aid bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
We haven't seen anything come out on paper that indicates that those ongoing negotiations between House Republicans who control that chamber and Senate Democrats have produced anything. Again, all of those big four congressional leaders going to the White House to meet with President Biden and the Vice President to see if on this issue, they can try to break the logjam, not to mention funding for Ukraine and Israel as well.
Voters in Michigan at the polls today in the state's presidential primaries. Some voters say they may vote uncommitted in a message to President Biden that they want a ceasefire in Gaza. Americans are not as confident about the economy this month compared to January. The Consumer Confidence Index dipping due to concerns over inflation. The decline follows three straight months of improvement. This is ABC News. A cyber attack on a division of United Healthcare causing big delays and frustration for many Americans trying to get their prescription drugs. ABC's Lionel Moise explains.
The attack crippled Change Healthcare's digital network, which is a part of United Healthcare. The company says it took immediate action to prevent further impact. Pharmacies use Change's network to verify insurance coverage.
And if you have a very expensive medication, you might be stuck in a position where you have to pay cash.
Initial reports said a foreign actor could be to blame for the cyber attack, but Reuters now reports the infamous ransomware gang Black Cat may be responsible.
Large pharmacy chains like Walgreens and CVS are reporting a limited impact from this attack. Smaller pharmacies have been most affected. Solar eclipse tourism ramping up. The eclipse on April 8th will be seen by more than a dozen states. Delta Airlines just added a second eclipse flight from Dallas to Detroit after the first eclipse flight sold out in one day. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy conditions with record warmth and a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered rain showers turning to snow. A dusting to an inch of snow is possible. Blustery and turning much colder with a low of 14. And northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, a few flurries possible early in the morning. Decreasing clouds, breezy and very chilly with a high of 25. And winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 66 degrees.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Good afternoon. It's 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The DNR and National Weather Service say that nearly the entire state has high fire danger, as it will be warm, dry, and windy until this evening. People should avoid outdoor burning and report any fires to local officials. Any wildfires today will spread quickly. 9 wildfires were reported yesterday by the DNR, while in Iowa County, officials responded to 4 wildfires outside of the DNR's management zone. The Iowa County Communications Center received the fire calls yesterday between 11 and 5:30. The first was a trash fire on County Road O in Lafayette County. Mineral Point Fire and EMS responded. A garbage truck hauling the garbage was able to dump the load, which was on fire, and it was extinguished. 3 other fire calls all related to grass and brush. As of this date last year, the state had 7 wildfires. U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd District visited the Richland Hospital and Clinics last Wednesday to meet with hospital leaders and staff. The visit was prompted in part by the recently announced closures of 2 healthcare facilities in Wisconsin, St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls and Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. Both hospitals were operated by Hospital Sisters Health System, located in Illinois. Van Orden inquired about the status of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, citing the recent decision to step back from plans to build a new facility. Van Orden reminded those present, "We can't help if we don't know what you need." The Richland Hospital and Clinics CEO, Bruce Raisler, said the organization was in a comparatively healthy financial position, but noted that the challenges of recruiting staff and relying on higher-paid traveling nurses have hurt the hospital's bottom line. Hospital board members, staff, and leaders took advantage of the opportunity to describe some of the legislative and regulatory issues that have the biggest impact on the organization's ability to fulfill its mission. Raisler emphasized the importance of facility status as a critical access hospital, a designation that ensures better reimbursements from Medicare. While the status is beneficial to the hospital, it also includes some stipulations that Raisler said could be changed to better utilize the hospital's resources and allow the organization to care for sicker patients. Anna Sako, RN, spoke emotionally about the impacts that the restrictive network coverage and prior authorization requirements of Medicare Advantage plans can have. She stated that the team spends hours negotiating with insurance companies to get essential services covered for patients, sometimes unsuccessfully. On other occasions, the hospital is not reimbursed completely for care it provides. Jazz Burnley, Chief Nursing Officer, emphasized the importance of the 340B program, a federal program that provides financial help to hospitals that serve vulnerable and low-income populations. Representative Van Orden stated he understood the importance of lowering drug prices for all Americans. John Holter, Vice President of Federal and State Regulations with Wisconsin Hospital Association, provided details on programs like these and their impact on rural health facilities. In closing, Raisler thanked Representative Van Orden for his visit and looked toward the future, stating, "Our organization has been providing care for our community for 100 years, and we are counting on continued advocacy from our representatives to help us provide care for the next 100 years." The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa and DeSoto is closed indefinitely. The Iowa DOT said the bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge in Iowa, was closed after DOT officials said the bridge moved. A social media post Monday by the DOT says they confirm the bridge has moved, and engineers from the DOT and other agencies are investigating to see exactly what is happening. That includes determining if construction of the new bridge played a part in the movement. There were monitors placed on the bridge before construction started, and data from those monitors is part of the investigation. Detours across the Mississippi River are about 30 miles south in Prairie du Chien or 40 miles north in Dressbach. The 93-year-old bridge was scheduled to be replaced in 2 years, with construction already underway next to the bridge. The DOT said it wouldn't reopen the bridge unless it was safe. Redistricting consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court submitted a bill for more than $128,000 for the work they did reviewing proposed new legislative maps. The court hired a pair of redistricting consultants to review maps submitted by Republicans and Democrats after it tossed out the existing Republican-drawn maps as unconstitutional. After the consultants determined that the Republican submissions were partisan gerrymanders, the GOP-controlled legislature passed maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He signed them into law last week, seemingly ending the court fight and giving Democrats a path to possibly gaining majority control. The consultants submitted their bill to the court Sunday. Governor Tony Evers is again asking Wisconsin Republicans to release $125 million set aside to combat pollution from so-called forever chemicals. The GOP created a $125 million fund last summer to cover grants for testing for contamination from PFAS chemicals. But the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has yet to release the money. The legislature has passed a bill that sets up a spending mechanism, but Evers says he won't sign it because it weakens regulators' authority. The governor, in December, directed the Department of Natural Resources to ask the committee to release the money. Evers announced today the agency has filed another request for the money at his direction. The housing market is constantly changing. Whether it's competitive or slow, if you want to buy a home, you need to be prepared. As a prospective buyer, you can make your offers on homes more competitive by getting pre-approved for financing from a mortgage lender before even bidding on a house. This lets the seller know you're a serious buyer and provides reassurance that the sale will close without issues. Fortunately, shopping around, comparing prices, and negotiating deals can save you thousands of dollars on a mortgage. To get the best deal, compare all the costs and understand how mortgages work. If you are buying a home, refinancing your home, or taking out a home equity loan, follow these tips from the Better Business Bureau to make your search for a mortgage lender a success. Know how much you can spend up front. Before you ask for information from a lender, it's a good idea to know how much you can spend on a loan and the maximum monthly payment you can afford. Get familiar with interest rates, too. Get to know your loan options. Loan options include loan terms, interest rates, and the loan type. The loan term refers to the length of loan, which may be 15 or 30 years. Shorter loans usually have higher monthly payments with lower interest rates. Interest rate types may be fixed or adjustable. Fixed rate loans are lower risk but carry higher interest rates. Adjustable rate mortgages have lower interest rates, but the rates can change over time. A trustworthy mortgage lender can help you understand your options and choose the best loan for you. Understand the difference between a broker and a lender. According to consumerfinance.gov, a lender is a bank or other financial institution that loans money directly to you. A broker acts as a middleman comparing loan options on your behalf. Get information from multiple lenders and brokers before making a decision. The FTC advises getting as much information from each lender as possible. Keep your options open since different lenders may offer different rates. Ask about interest rates, loan types, annual percentage rates, points, down payments, mortgage insurance, and all other fees. This will help you get a clear view of the actual cost of the mortgage. Understand whether you should pay points. Your mortgage lender will likely give you the option of paying for discount points. Mortgage points are fees you can pay a lender to reduce the interest rate on a mortgage. Typically, one discount point equals 1% of the mortgage amount and will reduce your interest rate by a quarter percentage point. Depending on how long you plan to keep your home and your mortgage, this extra cost may or may not make sense. When working with a broker, make sure they find you the best deal. Always ask questions and be sure you're comfortable with the loan you choose. Be prepared to negotiate the best deal. Loan officers and brokers can keep some or all of the overages of a loan as extra compensation. This means you can negotiate a price lower than what they initially offered. The best way to negotiate is to have the broker or lender give you a written list of all the costs and fees of the loan. Then ask if they will reduce or waive completely one or more of the fees. You can also show them a competitor's offer to see if they will give you a better deal. Watch out for scams. Shopping around for a mortgage lender will help you get a general idea of how much a loan costs, which will help you spot and avoid any offers that seem too good to be true. Be wary of unsolicited calls and emails offering you great rates on a mortgage or no-cost loans. Never give in to high-pressure sales tactics. ConsumerFinance.gov warns about phishing scams where con artists attempt to divert your closing cost and down payment by suggesting you wire the money into a fraudulent account right before your loan closes. Never wire money until you verify the closing instructions in person with your trusted loan representatives. Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign a bipartisan bill allowing police departments to charge for body cam footage requested by YouTubers. Wausau Police Chief Matthew Barnes says it's not about making it less accessible, but that costs to blur out faces, mute audio, and make sure no sensitive information is viewable is something many departments can't handle.
50% of our open records requests right now, my understanding is they're coming through this type of lane where we have social media channels that are making all these requests. I anticipate those to go down.
Anyone involved in an incident captured on body cams may still access it for free, and community residents may also get it free up to 10 times a year. The search for a missing toddler in Manitowoc County enters week two. The Two Rivers Police Department is searching waterways and landfills and says they will continue to follow up on tips and leads 24 hours a day in the search for 3-year-old Elijah View. They are asking not only Two Rivers residents, but everyone to check areas where a child could be. Officials also warn about scams seeking money from people touched by the tragedy. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah View, 31-year-old Christina Bauer, was formally charged with child neglect and obstruction Monday, and 39-year-old Jesse Vang, who prosecutors said had the boy for disciplinary reasons, has also been formally charged with child neglect. The criminal complaint against Vang stated that he had helped his teenage son get on the bus the morning of February 20th, and when he came back inside, 3-year-old Elijah was still asleep. Vang told investigators that he brought Elijah into his bedroom and closed the door before going back to sleep himself. When Vang woke up at around 11, he claimed Elijah was gone. Vang and Elijah's mother were said to be in a relationship, with Bauer also stating in the complaint against her that she left Elijah in Vang's care for the past week so he could help Bauer correct Elijah's bad behaviors. Vang told police that he used timeouts as a form of punishment and admitted that he was in timeout for a majority of his time at the home, as Vang intended it to be a form of boot camp. Fang also admitted to forcing Elijah to stand by the bed next to him for 2 to 3 hours at a time, threatening him with cold water if he were to try to sit down. As of Monday, Fang is still only charged with neglecting a child under six, while Bauer is charged with neglecting a child under six as party to the crime and 2 counts of obstructing an officer. Preliminary hearings for both Bauer and Fang have been set for March 7th. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. It's Eating Disorders Awareness Week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
It is a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1222. This week is Eating Disorder Awareness Week in the nation. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will suffer from an eating disorder at some point in their lives. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said, while eating disorders are most often observed in young adults, they can happen to anyone.
They are seen in both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
She said the pressure to conform to social standards of body image can be overwhelming.
When health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Taylor said early intervention is important and seeking help from professionals.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important.
Black History Month is winding down, and Black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protectors are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
First proclaimed by President Reagan in 1986, at the time, he said Black history had a rightful place in American schools. State Senator LaTanya Johnson says she's dismayed by the change in tone from Wisconsin Republicans.
It's so far away from that. We see so many attacks on minorities in that building.
Myers and Johnson were speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. The Shake Rag Alley Winter Writers Reading Series continues to host winning writers from Wisconsin People and Ideas, Arts Plus Literature Laboratory, and the Wisconsin Writers Association as part of the Winter Writers Reading Series. Writers spend a week at Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts and participate in community outreach. A reading featuring Taylor Kirby will be held tomorrow night at 7 at Republic of Letters Books. Two Crows Theater will present the production of The Thin Place by Lucas Nath at the Touchstone Theater on the campus of American Players Theater Saturday night at 6. This will be the first play produced by Two Crows Theater Company since closing due to the pandemic. The Thin Place debuted in New York in 2019. While it can be characterized as a ghost story, The Thin Place is about a British middle-aged psychic, Linda, played by Mari Sandoval, and her girlish client, Hilda, played by Samantha Newcomb, who wants to connect with her departed grandmother. Hilda believes that there are portals or thin places where the living come very close to whatever is beyond. The middle part of the play introduces two additional characters, Sylvia, played by Elizabeth Reese, Linda's wealthy patron, and Jerry, played by Robert R. Doyle, Linda's American cousin, who has helped her get a job as a political consultant. Jerry tries to solve Hilda's longing for connection, and the benefactress begins to doubt Linda's bona fides. The Thin Place, under the direction of Jake Penner, runs 10 days with previews beginning February 29th. Good seats are still available for Sunday performances at 1 and 6. For tickets, go to twocrowstheatercompany.org. The application period for the Youth Garage Band Competition 2024 Rockunson is now open. The contest gives kids from 7th to 12th grade across the state the chance to compete in a two-day competition in June during Summerfest. 10 bands will be chosen to compete from the applications, with the winning band getting to perform a second Summerfest show in July. Interested students must be enrolled in a Wisconsin school or homeschooled, and there's no cost to register or participate. Applications can be submitted online. If you think your favorite burger spot is the best in Wisconsin, now's your chance to find out. The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin until March 24th. Customers or restaurant owners can submit the nominations for the contest. Finalists will get a certificate from the Beef Council and will be eligible for a surprise secret taste test by the contest judges. The winner of the 2024 Best Burger in Wisconsin contest will be announced May 1st. Nominations can be submitted online. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting meat processor infrastructure grant applications through 5 o'clock Friday night, March 8th. Grants up to $50,000 will be awarded for project proposals lasting up to 2 years in duration to help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors are required to provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. Recipients will be chosen through a competitive selection process. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a DATCAP or U.S. Department of Agriculture licensed meat processing establishment in Wisconsin, and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including expenses for engineering, architectural design, construction, food safety consultation, equipment purchase, and equipment installation. Applications should be submitted to DATCAP Grants Manager Brian Williams at datcpdadgrants@wisconsin.gov. The grant application and materials are available at datcp.wi.gov. Discover the history and the science of maple syruping at the Maple Syrup Fest Saturday, March 16th from 1 to 4. The event will be held at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona. This free, family-friendly event offers a blend of indoor and outdoor activities. Stations throughout the Nature Center grounds will lead visitors at their own pace through the process while enjoying the warmth of spring. Visitors will learn when and how to tap trees for sap, sample real Wisconsin maple syrup, and test their skills at identifying the real deal. Maple ice cream sundaes will be available for free. The Maple Syrup Fest at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center is free and open to the public. Free parking is available at Ahuska Park with a free shuttle that will run every 15 to 20 minutes. Food will be available for a fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to sign up for the upcoming Run for the Trees Happy Little 5K. The race, inspired by artist Bob Ross, is a virtual event with proceeds benefiting tree health and protection across the state. All skill levels and abilities are encouraged to participate in the Happy Little 5K. Participants can walk, run, skate, scooter, cycle, or use a mobility device to complete the 3.1-mile race and can pick their start and finish locations. Registrants can sign up and select Wisconsin as the state they wish to represent. A portion of the registration fee will go toward tree planting and forest health efforts to combat threats from invasive species in Wisconsin state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. Racers can complete their 5K anywhere outdoors between Earth Day, April 22nd, and Arbor Day, April 26th. Result and photo submissions can be made the weekend before Earth Day and the weekend after Arbor Day. Submitting photos and results at the competition of the event is encouraged but not required. The registration fee is $36 and includes a keepsake Happy Little T-shirt, a commemorative bib number, finisher's medal, Run for the Trees sticker, and shipping fees. Race packets will be shipped. To be guaranteed delivery before the race dates, please register by April 1st. Bulk registration is available for groups of 10 or more. Contact Michelle O'Kelly for information on bulk pricing. Suggested 5K routes at Wisconsin State Parks, Forest, Trails, and Recreation Areas are available on the DNR's Out We Go webpage. UW-Madison Arlington Research Station Sheep Unit Manager and Experienced Shepherd Todd Taylor and the UW-Madison Division of Extension Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist Carolyn Eady will be joined by guest presenters Rusty Burgett, the National Sheep Improvement Program Director, and Dr. Scott Bowdridge, Professor of Food Animal Production at West Virginia University, at the Badger Sheep Short Course, April 4th and 5th, at the Arlington Research Station Public Events Building, Arlington, Wisconsin. You are invited to dive into the day-to-day operations with hands-on training. Sessions will include demonstrations and opportunities for hands-on experiences, covering everything from biosecurity plans to keeping records and standard operating procedures. Lunch featuring a lamb cookout is also included. The registration fee is $75 per adult and $15 per youth. Youth 18 and under must be accompanied by a paid adult. Registration is required. Contact Todd Taylor by emailing toddtaylor@wisc.edu or calling 608-846-5858 or Carolyn Eady at carolyn.eady, that's I-H-D-E, at wisc.edu. or call 608-262-3803 to register or for more information. For more learning and networking, extend your plans and stay for the Wisconsin Sheep Breeders Cooperative Arlington Sheep Days educational sessions, annual meeting, awards, and wine and sheep cheese tasting Saturday, April 6th. An additional registration is required for the WSBC event. For more information, contact Todd Taylor. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Thomas Honer of Richland Center on ticket number 649. It's 68 degrees in Richland Center at 1234. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, two flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
It's 68 degrees in Richland Center, 24 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74 of Richland County, died Friday after a two-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday from 10:30 until noon at Grace Community Church with a service time of sharing to follow. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Grace Community Church Benevolence Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Don Hubbs is survived by his wife of 52 years, Marge, five children, Chris and Becky Hubbs of Hiawatha, Iowa, Ryan Hubbs of Seattle, Washington, Aaron and Emily Hubbs of Waniwok, Andrew and Heather Hubbs of Cashmere, Washington, and Rebecca and Joel Gretti of East Wenatchee, Washington. Eight grandchildren, his mother Marge of Springdale, Arizona, two sisters, Lou and Bob Maxson of Kearney, Nebraska, and Joy Hubbs of Springfield, Missouri. Also a brother, David and Shelley Hubbs of Springdale, Arizona. Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74 of Richland County.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big weather story is going to be the huge change in conditions over the next 12 to 18 hours. We've got a major cold front starting march toward western Wisconsin right now. Out ahead of the front, temperatures warming into the 60s. Behind it, only in the teens by the time you get back to southwest Minnesota and South Dakota. That much colder air will be with us later tonight and tomorrow, so be prepared. In that transition, there's going to be some thunderstorms developing late this afternoon and this evening, mainly over Illinois and southeast Wisconsin. A few of those may have high winds, hail, and even a stray tornado. Around here, we might get a rumble of thunder, but with the colder air coming in, we'll likely see that switch over to some sleet and snow, with small accumulations possible later tonight, with some slippery conditions possible on the roadways and sidewalks, so be careful traveling. Tomorrow, back to dry conditions and blustery weather. We should see clearing skies, and then a quick warm-up in store late this week, right into the weekend. Looks like the next front with precipitation could arrive Sunday night and Monday. The forecast for the rest of today, we'll see sunshine with clouds gradually increasing, record warm temperatures in the upper 60s for highs, southwest wind 5 to 10 turning westerly. Tonight, scattered rain showers turning to snow with a dusting to an inch possible, blustery and turning sharply colder, low at 14 degrees, northwest wind 15 to 25. Tomorrow, a few flurries possible early in the morning, otherwise decreasing clouds, breezy and very chilly, with highs in the mid-20s, northwest wind 15 to 25. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and turning milder after a cold start at 10 degrees, high in the mid-40s. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, low at 31 with a high of 54. Saturday, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm, low in the mid-30s, high at 62. Sunday, partly sunny, another unusual day, high of 70. Chance of rain coming in Sunday night and Monday's high about 61. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently partly sunny and 68 degrees in Richland Center. After a record high 68 yesterday, our low this morning, 32. Our high so far today, a record high of 68, beating out our record set in 1976 at 60 degrees. The record low, 18 below, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 34. Sunset today will be at 5:48, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:40. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 6 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.25 and no precipitation to report. It is a record high 68 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Farming is risky. Today, the start of a three-part series on risk management on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Ag economists at Purdue University talk to a lot of farmers about their impressions of risk. They survey folks monthly for their Ag Barometer feature and poll others from time to time to gauge how they operate their farms. Purdue's Michael Langemeyer says it helps form the basis for teaching farmers about creating a risk strategy.
What we're trying to do with this strategic risk education is to try to get more people to be proactive and really think about their strategy and think about how their strategy might change as we get these big shocks.
Langemeyer says developing a risk strategy involves assessing influences both within your operation and from outside.
Government policy changes could be a strategic risk. Changes in consumer preferences. For example, as consumers pay more for attributes or more willing to pay for attributes of vegetables, for example, that might change your strategy. Maybe you try to have a more value-added strategy to try to capture the fact that consumer preferences are changing. Obviously, weather patterns would also be a strategic risk.
And says Langemeyer, don't forget technology. How you implement technology or not, and what you invest in it, could have a huge impact on the viability of your farm. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Will the government function next week? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Another government shutdown looms and farmers will be affected if it happens. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says House and Senate leadership are meeting with President Biden today to discuss an extension of current deadlines to get the appropriations done.
And between now and March 15th, farmers have to go to the county FSA offices to certify whether they want to pick ARC or PLC to have protection from low prices. If the FSA offices can't be open, you're not going to be able to serve the farmers.
The Iowa Republicans suggest there's more of a hang-up in the House.
And so it's difficult for me to predict what might be going on in the House of Representatives. But hopefully we get a bipartisan agreement out of our meeting with the president today to move ahead.
A lack of action by Friday would shut down the government and impact USDA, EPA, and the Department of Transportation. Price uncertainty and the prospect of a government shutdown are top of mind as Farm Service Agency officials remind farmers of impending deadlines. Minnesota's FSA Director Whitney Place says corn and soybean growers have until March 15th to choose between ag risk coverage and price loss coverage, and many are waiting for a clearer picture on the markets.
We've been hearing that a lot across the state, and that is potentially why some folks aren't getting in. There are opportunities to change your elections, so you can certainly walk through some of those options with our staff.
She says a possible government shutdown is also looming over the sign-up process. A place says it's better to complete enrollment now, given the uncertainty with the federal government. A member of the U.S. House Ag Committee says it seems like the farm bill could be delayed until after elections at the rate Congress is moving. Republican Congressman Max Miller of Ohio tells Brownfield action has been limited.
I'm very disappointed. The farm bill was supposed to pass in March. The speaker told us that we're not going to meet that deadline. And really what it comes down to, unfortunately, is that this is really politics at play.
Miller is leading a group of bipartisan lawmakers in the House, pressing the USDA secretary to expand and support market access to improve the current ag trade deficit.
This administration needs to do a better job at holding our quote-unquote allies accountable for the trade agreements that they've negated, and doing a better job in terms of getting our trading goods exported elsewhere.
Meanwhile, members of the Ag Trade Caucus in the House are also urging the Biden administration to make ag a priority in its trade agenda. The USDA has just announced sale of more than 120,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations for delivery this marketing year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
At midday on Tuesday, direct cash cattle markets quiet and cash hogs are steady to modestly higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. Asking prices are 185 to 186 on the live basis, with asking prices on the dress basis and bids in all the major feeding areas yet to be established. Widespread business is going to wait until at least tomorrow, if not later. Last week's business was light to moderate at sharply higher prices than the week before that, partially due to tighter market-ready numbers. Box beef at midday was modestly to sharply higher with light to moderate movement. Choice is up 45 cents at 302.24, and select beef is 273 higher at 290.72. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, compared to the previous week, feeder steers weighing less than 600 pounds are 7 to 10 lower, while steers weighing more than 600 pounds are 5 to 10 higher. Feeder heifers weighing less than 650 pounds are 7 to 10 lower, while heifers weighing more than 650 were steady to 4 higher. USDA says demand was good with quite a few buyers at the sale and active internet interest for yearling weight steers. There were several large consignments and load lots in addition to packages of longtime weaned calves. There were also a few fall-born calves coming off the cow. 93% of the offering were feeder cattle, 57% of those steers, and 84% weighed more than 600 pounds. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds are reported at 253 to 271. 8 to 9 weight steers sold at 240 to 250.35. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds range from 227.50 to 240.50. 850 to 900 pound heifers brought 219.60. Cash hogs are steady to modestly higher with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. There is that firm undertone to business with buyers raising bids to move the needed near-term numbers while monitoring demand. Some of those buyers might be trying to get ahead of possible weather-related movement issues in parts of the Midwest tomorrow. National direct barrels and gilts are 61 cents higher with a base price range of 67 to 72.50 for a weighted average of 70.70, with the Western Corn Belt also up 61 cents at 70.70. Iowa Southern Minnesota is not reported due to confidentiality, and the Eastern Corn Belt had no recent comparison. Midwest butchers are steady at 55. Illinois direct sows are steady at 39 to 51. Pork at midday was up $1.85 at $92.84. Loins, ribs, hams, and bellies were sharply higher, with butts weak and picnics sharply lower. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Corn is modestly higher, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, with nearby contracts down and deferred months up, consolidating after the early gains as conditions in Argentina look good, while parts of Brazil could be warmer and drier in the near term. Unknown did buy 123,000 tons of old crop U.S. beans ahead of the open. March is down 4 at 11.32, and May soybeans are now 2¾ lower at 11.42½. Unable to follow through on its early gains, March bean meal's down $6.60 at $3.27.80. March soybean oil is 72 points higher at $45.12. Corn's still modestly higher on short covering and technical buying, but closer to the session lows than the highs. It's continuing to bounce from those lows, watching that weather in South America. Ethanol demand's solid and export demand's good, but Ukraine is becoming more competitive. March corn's up a penny at 4.08, May's two higher at 4.23½. And wheat's higher on short covering and technical buying, despite some firm trade in the dollar index at times today. It's rallying on oversold signals in the recent warm, dry weather in parts of the plains. March Chicago's up 8 at 5.85¼. March Kansas City wheat is 11 higher at 5.94¾. March Minneapolis wheat's up 6¼ at 6.54½. The dollar is weak now. Live and feeder cattle are mostly lower ahead of direct business. April lives down 45 at 187.65. June 60 lower at 183.50. March feeders are down 57 at 252.47. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and profit taking, with April down 12 at 86.15. And June lean 55 lower at 99.30. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesseton with Timsec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a huge sale and a decent crowd. Large squares were $20 a ton cheaper. Large squares topped at $230 a ton, and large rounds topped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 28th at 6 p.m. 2016 Montana 5th Wheel Camper, Cat 242D 2-speed skid steer, guns, boats, tools, and much, much more. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesseton. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A future with wheat that has lower amounts of gluten. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Advancements in research could pave the way for developing wheat-based foods that contain lower amounts of gluten. Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations with the Kansas Wheat Commission, says the use of CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing has made it possible.
You know, there are a couple of caveats here. You know, just because he made this discovery does not mean we're going to have a wheat variety like this tomorrow. It still takes a long process to create these new varieties. It would have to go through series of regulatory channels to get approved, and we still need to do a lot more research on it. Particularly if you're canceling out some of the specific gluten proteins that help make a loaf of bread, if you cancel those out, is that wheat still going to be able to make a loaf of bread? Preliminary results show that, yes, it probably would be able to make a decent loaf of bread, but there's still more research that needs to be done on this. So our goal with those checkout dollars is to do research to always improve the marketplace for the wheat that our Kansas wheat farmers grow. And if we can make a wheat for people who traditionally can't eat wheat, you know, that's just a new market for farmers and something we always want to achieve.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX Fieldscale demonstration trials.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A White House meeting has wrapped up between President